across Newcastle and the Hunter.
So this guy's gone through a checkout at Coles, right? Full trolley.
You're acting like a Karen, yeah. And it's outrageous.
You're waking up with the Novos, Meg and Crevo. Only on Newcastle's new FM.
I don't know about you, Crevo. I am definitely on the countdown to Friday.
Are you?
It's
Thursday.
It's Thursday. We're nearly there. The first week back after a holiday, let me tell you, it goes so slow. Ridiculous, like snail level
pace?
Slow.
Yeah.
Yeah. But well, how are you feeling this morning?
I wish it was like Wednesday or Tuesday or something. I've got a few more things to do to knock out before the weekend.
You're running behind.
A little bit. And then Saturday, I've got friends visiting from Sydney. I'm taking the day off. We're going to go to Signal Box for lunch.
Is this two weeks in a row you're taking a day off?
Yeah.
Holy crap, what's wrong with you?
Oh, no, it's nothing wrong. I'm just excited about the whole thing. Enjoying this great weather
that we've been having. Yeah. By the way, is incredible.
I've eaten there once before a long time ago. Loved it. Yeah, looking forward to that.
I had spaghetti bolognese, I think it was, or something basic, but it was delicious.
Yeah, they know what they're doing.
Yeah, and for sure.
Good service and stuff. Looking forward to it. Good people.
Got to say happy belated 40th birthday to my sister. It was yesterday and I forgot. You know, forgot to say it on air.
Oh, she'll be listening to this. She'll be up and listening this morning.
For sure.
So
she wouldn't
that's
have had
good.
A couple of bourbons last night. Absolutely not. We went to her place last night to celebrate her 40th.
Yeah.
That was really, really cool.
Big party?
No, it was just a quick little pies and sausage rolls. And her request was she wanted the Povo cake, that one that just comes in a box. No fancy icing. She just wanted the box icing. And she wanted an ice cream cake.
Oh, yeah. That's...
Yeah.
It was like from the freezer section?
Freezer section, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
I was just thinking in my mind as the words came out of my mouth, is there a bakery that makes ice cream cakes?
No, I'm pretty sure that would be like a dairy place.
Yeah, I think you're more right.
Yeah. Hey, good morning, Jess.
Good morning.
How was your afternoon?
Pretty chill.
Yeah, chillaxed.
Pretty much.
Ready to take on today.
Didn't really appreciate Crevo's skateboarding Oz tag idea he came up with this morning.
I'm just full of ideas, you know, and
some of them good, some of them bad.
Yeah.
Well, that, obviously this was a good one.
This one isn't getting trademarked, let me tell you.
Oh, you never know.
Oz skate.
Yeah.
No, probably not happening.
That's a good name for
it,
too.
You know what, start drafting the rules and the regulations, all that kind of stuff, and maybe Jess will get back to you.
Yeah.
Maybe.
She won't. But look, you're off the board. Well, that's all I'm saying.
You've got two songs to think about it.
Yeah. Done.
For live and local news, there's only one.
From our 100% local newsroom in the Hunter, New FM's First at 5 with Jess.
All right, first of all, Jess, there's a poll out about people wanting the government to get involved in energy prices.
Yeah, so energy bills, I don't know if you guys have noticed, mine hasn't gone up, but my parents' has gone absolutely through the roof, and apparently everyone's electricity bill is most likely going to go through the roof next year. A poll from the Australia Institute has found that 86% of people want the government to step in one way or another. They did confirm, the federal government that is, did confirm yesterday that they are looking at a whole lot of options to try and bring the price of electricity down. Things like limits on prices that coal and gas producers can charge power stations to supply fuel, because all of these costs eventually get stacked onto the consumer and everything else is going up. So power bills is really the last thing we want to go up because it's expensive as it is.
Imagine being in that 14% of people who said, nah, don't intervene, it's fine.
Probably the people with money. Who don't care.
But wouldn't you think they're the people, though, who, like, want more money? The ones who have got more money? They're like, no.
It's some people just very strongly, like, favour the free market to all costs.
Oh, these are the people who own the energy companies, like, nah.
Well, Needs to go up more. Some people just go, I just don't want the government involved in anything in my life.
Did not fill the survey out correctly.
Yeah, like there is a portion of the population that think that way. Mm. And, you know, good on them. But it does seem like, you know, as you said, everything's going up at the moment.
Yeah. Well, lots of clip-clop nay-doggos coming into Newcastle over the weekend, right, Jess?
Clip-clop nay-doggos.
Yeah, clip-clop
nay-doggos. I like it.
Yeah.
So the big $1 million, the Hunter race is on Saturday at Newcastle Jockey Club. Across the day, there's $2.5 million worth of of racing getting underway. That main race, the Hunters, over 1,300 metres. There's plenty of local horses. Chris Lees has his horse Gem Song racing. Chris Lees won the recent big dance at Royal Randwick. That was the race that was held in Sydney on the same day as the Melbourne Cup, which arguably
tends to get overshadowed.
Just as big.
Yeah.
And Chris Lees is very well known, has done really well locally. There's Paul Perry, who's a trainer out at Broadmeadow. There's a couple from the Upper Hunter as well, and plenty in all of the other races across the day as well.
This is the first time it's been with a full crowd for a couple of years now, yeah?
Yeah, so last year it was just after lockdown, so there was like a cap on numbers.
Yeah.
And before that, obviously, we were in lockdown and all the rest of it.
Didn't happen.
So, it's a proper one this time.
A lot of people are stinging to get out there for the races.
Oh, yeah.
Dressing up.
Such a good day.
Sweaty suits.
Yep.
Oh, you've worn a blue jacket and chinos.
Girls getting pushed into hedges.
Love it.
Now we love the races.
All of that. All of that to play for.
Megan Trevo.
The Novos. All right, so China's obviously getting pretty heavy into the space race. They're wanting to set up a moon base pretty soon.
Yeah.
Like just build a building up there and things, which I know they're pretty good at building stuff.
It's basically like a race with NASA to a degree.
It's kind of like that. This is their latest thing that they're getting into, though. They're going to send a couple of monkeys up into space to see how they grow and reproduce, aka have sex in zero gravity.
Okay, is this an episode of The Simpsons?
It isn't, and it's a little bit worrying because I think one of the big things they're worried about reproduction in space is the fluids floating around.
Yes.
Now, if you've got monkeys that are, like, famously are known to go at it.
Yeah.
And in zero gravity, is it not going to, like...
Go everywhere
and crash the spacecraft?
See, I'm not even on that at the moment. I'm just worried, like, the poor, like, the lady monkey...
Yeah.
She needs medical intervention with the birth. She's not going to be able to get it up in, what, how far space is away.
I'm not sure that monkeys do a lot of C-sections.
No, but like if something does go wrong and they're in zero gravity, it would just be strange.
I guess.
You know?
I mean, the whole thing is a weird idea.
Yeah, I'm sitting there worried about the bloody medical intervention. Yeah, monkeys in space, that's normal.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I mean, to send them up there sort of unsupervised.
Yes.
It's a little bit...
I don't think they know how to fly a rocket.
Well, that's a big thing too, you know? I mean, they've sent up a lot of smaller creatures like mice and stuff, and that's typical.
Mm.
But to send a couple of monkeys up there and see how they do, I don't know about the whole thing.
I'm just... They need to make a show out of this. China, come on.
Like a reality show where you just get to watch on.
And it can't be called Monkeys in Space because that's way too 80s. We need a bougie name for Monkeys in Space.
Luxury Monkeys in Space.
Luxury Monkeys in Space.
Does that work?
No, it's just like
Lux listings?
The whole idea is like Lost in Space is very 80s. And that's
true.
That's the vibe I'm going for. But I need like something that would catch your attention on Netflix.
Monkey Galaxy. That's pretty good.
Or Galaxy Monkeys.
Yeah, take your pick. We're just workshopping on the air
exactly,
here.
Exactly, right? So when do they expect this to happen?
I don't know. It's all happening soon.
Like, oh, wow.
China
so it's
tells,
legit happening. It's not just we're talking about this. It might be a possibility. No. In 6 to 8 weeks, monkeys are going into space to have sex.
That's basically it. I'm not sure on the timeline. You've made that up. But soon.
Well, hopefully we'll have baby monkeys. What would you call a baby space monkey?
Oh, I don't know. They'll probably have a Chinese name for it.
Yeah, but if NASA get behind it then and they make...
Wouldn't they name it after some of the guys like Buzz Aldrin or something?
Oh, probably.
Buzz? That's the NASA guy.
I was thinking more like, you know, how they name a fairy Boaty McBoatface. It'd be something along those lines.
Spacey McSpaceface.
Spacey McSpaceface, the monkey coming soon. For Galaxy Monkey coming soon to Netflix.
I'll watch that.
Exactly.
Across Newcastle. You're waking up with Megan Primo.
First night we moved in here, we had a great night, if you know what I mean. And then winked at me. So you're nearly 80.
The Novos. Local as. New FM.
Jess, quick question for you. That egg thrower, obviously they get caught. What's the What's the punishment? Like, what are they charged with?
I don't know. Over in England? No idea.
It'd be assault in some degree, but what kind of assault would it be?
Well, you always
salt the eggs, though, always.
Yeah, well, you'd got to have salt and pepper, I would have thought.
I'm salt only on eggs.
Really?
No pepper.
No pepper?
Yeah, too spicy.
Oh, you're mad.
I'm the type of person who has a palate where pepper is spicy. Weird.
No chili?
No, barely any chili. Nah.
Oh, we're learning.
Mm.
See, I thought you were into the chili. Anyway,
On occasion, but yeah, I don't put pepper on anything.
Wow.
Yeah, weird.
That is a little bit.
Yeah, hey, up next, though, we know prices are soaring right across the board for everything, right?
Of course.
Gas prices are pushing up the production costs of some of our favourite foods.
Well, because now, they need the ovens and stuff,
exactly,
don't they?
Exactly, and not the transportation as well.
Yeah, of course.
Unfortunately, things like, you know, kettle chips, cheezels.
Not my kettles.
Cheezels. Everyone loves a cheezel, right?
Yeah, one on each finger.
Yeah, exactly. Stuff a wedding ring or an engagement ring. Cheezel is where it's at. Price rises for your favourite snack foods. Details on the other side of this.
Megan Crevo.
The Novos.
Now, Snack Brands Australia, right? They are responsible for the likes of Cheezels, kettle chips, etc.
These are some of my favourites, actually.
These are party favourites, especially coming into Christmas. Now, unfortunately, in the lead up to Christmas, they're going to have to actually up the prices of all their products by 20 to 30 cents a packet. Now, why? Their gas bill has increased. And I know everyone's gas bills have increased, right? It's not really.
Even Cheezels factory, though.
Even the Cheezels factory. So their gas bill, their annual gas bill, was around $3 million. Pretty brutal.
That's a big gas bill.
It's gone up to $9 million.
That is a lot of money.
Yeah.
You can understand why they've had to. I'm surprised they're not putting it up more.
Now, we did hear in the news before, 86% of Australians want the Australian government to intervene to bring, like, energy prices down, gas, electricity, all that kind of stuff. I think the CEO, Paul Musgrave of Snack Brands Australia, probably wants that to happen as well.
I think he'd be on board with that whole proposal, especially when another $6 million you got to find out of somewhere.
Exactly.
And it ends up coming from us, normal person. Well, so not only are you paying more for your gas at home, you're paying more for your gas and your cheezels.
Exactly. Well, the thing is, because the gas prices have gone up, also the agricultural products have gone up, so corn and potatoes, mix all of that together and you're getting a 20 to 30 cent per packet price rise.
I'm surprised that, like I said, I'm surprised it's not more, because I've seen some things going up like double.
Yeah. So this isn't just Cheezels and kettle chips, my friend. We're talking CCs as well.
No.
The good old CC and your thins. Like a good packet of salt and vinegar thins on a sandwich. Delicious. Think you're going to be paying more for that.
And the bread.
And the bread as well. But we're talking about the snack
food
brand.
Watch out.
Now, what they've said, which is quite good though, I will give them that. I will pay the little bit extra because they've said, we're not going to lay off any staff to try and cut costs.
Yeah.
We'll just increase the price of the chips.
Got to pass that. Look, 20 cents in the grand scheme of things.
Per packet, though, is actually quite a lot.
It depends if you buy the mini ones.
Oh, that's true. Like your 24 packs or whatever it is.
That's
but when
a
you
lot.
Think about it at the moment, if you go to Coles or Woolies and they're on special, they're $2. You add 30 to 50 cents is what they're saying. That's nearly 25%.
That is a lot.
But then again, their gas bill has nearly gone up by 2/3. So,
overall, you're still getting a good deal. And they usually, look, of all the chips, they're usually pretty good price ones.
Yeah.
Like Cheezels. How much is a box of Cheezels? $2?
Yeah, something like that. See, as long as they're not doing it to the tubes.
Oh, right. They might be a different company.
I think they're a different company. Well, Cheezels and Tubes are very similar in the category.
Competing.
They're competing. It's good, though. The CEO, Chris, he's actually gone out and had a chat to, like, a bunch of the employees to basically ease their mind and say, look, we're not going to get rid of anyone. We're just going to do the price rise, all that kind of stuff, which is quite good of a CEO to do.
Yeah, that's true. That's a hard job to figure out what has to happen.
Yeah.
Because something's got to happen or you're bankrupt with that kind of money.
It's nice for a manager in a degree to come out and just really have that talk with their staff.
Yeah, here's what's happening.
Yeah.
You know, real, real heart to heart,
yeah,
if you will.
Just get behind them then, buy some more chips, buy some more CCs, Cheezels.
Who wouldn't love an extra Cheezel this Christmas? look, we'll wrap the Cheezel chat up here. But next, this thing's been going viral, Meg.
Yeah.
About this lady who's been washing her toilet brush in the dishwasher.
Nah, babe.
Which seems ridiculous, but it's gross, right?
Yeah, and I can understand why she's getting slammed, right?
My favourite part of this, though, is when they've done the stories online.
Yeah.
The comments section.
Of course.
It's a rich mind of hilarious stuff. We're getting into it next.
Beautiful details on the other side of this.
Megan
Trevo.
All right, this post has been around for a little minute, like a couple of days.
Yeah.
But it's just getting a lot of people are starting to talk
the
about
it. The traction's really starting to build.
Starting to build. So this lady put up this post. I think it's like a mum's net or something along those lines.
Don't you love them?
I clean my toilet in the dishwasher. How's this? I clean toilet brush in the dishwasher every few months. Is the first line, which is just astonishing.
Yeah.
So she puts it in there with the holder in their own hot wash.
Like a whole dishwasher section.
Just for that.
Okay.
But then her friend popped over for a morning coffee. She opened the dishwasher to get out a couple of mugs, forgetting that she'd put the toilet items in last night.
The toilet items?
Well, it's the brush and the little holder.
Oh, the holder. Yeah, okay.
She freaked out, said that's disgusting, and rewashed the mugs.
Yeah, I would.
Definitely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Even though the mugs weren't even in there.
No.
What you got to remember, and this
residual
is...
residual dirt.
Well, this is the little comment section, right? People are obviously talking about this.
Yeah.
You've got to remember that when you do a dishwashing wash, the first rinse is with recycled water. You're actually just washing all of your mugs with poo, lady.
Exactly.
How disgusting. I mean, they're so cheap to replace.
They are so... This is true.
However,
well, that's the thing, though. If you buy one of the cheap, shitty ones from Kmart or whatever, some people I've seen have stone ones, like, that match their bathroom aesthetic. But it's very easy. You know how you've got the laundry, like, the laundry sink? You fill it with boiling hot water, a couple of capfuls of bleach.
If you've got to do it, that's the way to do it.
That's the way to do it.
Otherwise, get yourself a newie.
But is that such a waste of water, putting that in for its own wash?
I like that that's the thing that's annoyed you.
Has she not seen the dishwasher ads where it's like, do not do this until you've got a full dishwasher load, you're wasting water. What a wasteful human.
Well, yeah.
Sorry. Now I'm up in arms.
Also disgusting. Let's never forget that.
Yeah, just put the poo water on the cups.
I'll have none of that. Look, some of my favourite comments here. Help if I can says, you win. Most disgusting habit of the year.
Yeah.
Which I don't even think I've heard of anyone doing this before.
I watched a video on Facebook the other day. It was a cooking video, and they've gone to get something out of the fridge. The toilet plunger was in the fridge.
Well, that's just in the
side. And I thought, and everyone was commenting on it, and all they said was, ha, ha, ha. Just seeing how people are paying attention to our videos.
I don't think that's what that is.
No.
We just caught you.
You know what? There was nowhere else to put the plunger and you thought the fridge was the greatest place for it.
We just caught you with your plunger in your fridge.
In other words, people, don't wash your toilet brush in the dishwasher and don't post about it online.
Well, yeah, unless you want to be ridiculed forever. She's deleted the post since.
Of course she has.
Because I can only imagine she's on some sort of watch list now.
Yes.
Because
and
of
her
that.
Mates are never going over there for coffee. Ever again.
The friend said, I don't mind having the coffee, at least rinse the cup.
Exactly.
I want more than that. I want a new cup.
I want a disinfected cup.
Ugh.
Spray it with some Glen 20. Thank you very much.
At minimum.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Grebo.
You must love it.
Yeah, apparently. Well, welcome to Boomerville. Great time.
Population Meg.
The Novos. Local as. New FM.
Just out of curiosity, Tyler, are you keen for the weekend?
Tyler is
not here.
Tyler's gone. Too excited for the weekend.
No, I'm very keen for the weekend. Sorry, I just was pressing the wrong button.
That's all right.
That's how keen I am for
Guess
the weekend.
What? I've already pushed the wrong button today. We're on the same page. It's
just
great.
Just frothing it. Everyone's ready to go.
I cannot wait.
Man, I'm counting down. Kribo's like, no, let's have another Wednesday on the cards. What are you talking about?
Kribo said that a few weeks ago. He's like, I just need an extra day this week. Yeah. I'm so busy. I'm like, can you just relax?
You need to hire an assistant,
actually.
You have so much going on.
I wish I had one. One day.
One day. How much are you paying?
I just haven't thought about
Let's
that.
Let's do some recruitment.
I haven't thought about that.
I've got a couple of extra jobs. Another side hustle wouldn't hurt.
Never does. I always say that.
Yeah.
A couple of extra things on the go.
Exactly.
Never a problem.
I could be the person who calls up to win you free fuel.
Oh, that's a good idea.
That's dodgy. I'm dobbing you in.
Okay.
Oh, don't
do that. Allow me to put that to air. 5 in 10's up next. Your chance to win a $50 fuel card. Very easy to do. All you got to do is name 5 things in 10 seconds from the category and the topic that we give you. If you want to play, 4967-4105. The lines are open now. Very easy.
Let's do the number again. Yeah. Turn the music down right, so everyone can concentrate
Save
real
this
hard.
Number.
4967-4105.
Very easy.
Get that.
Yeah.
4967-4105.
I know people don't remember phone numbers anymore because it's always saved into your phone. Remember that one.
You need to if you want free petrol.
Exactly. 5 in 10. We are playing next. 4967-4105.
The Novos. Megan Crevo. 5 in 10. New FM.
It is raining $50 fuel cards.
I know.
Right here on the show.
Brilliant.
All you got to do is name 5 things in 10 seconds. Easiest game ever.
Let's get into this and try and win some people some fuel, right?
Yeah, we'll spin the wheel, get today's category. Help see if it works. There we go.
Bit rusty. It's all right.
Come on. Okay, we've landed on school. Very interesting. Let's go to the phones, Crevo.
It's Jane. How are you?
Thank you.
That's the way. How's the lovely Mount Hutton this morning?
It's good, thanks.
Yeah? Good part of the world, isn't it? One of the best. All right. Well, this is very simple. You know how this works, Jane?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, great. Excellent. All you got to do is name 5 things in 10 seconds. Your topic is HSC subjects.
Food, tech, geography, chemistry, physics, English.
Food, tech, geography, physics, yeah, you've done it.
$50 fuel card for Jane in Mount Hutton. Well done, babe.
Thank you.
How good. Happy
congratulations.
Thursday.
Simple as that, you see.
Out of those, how many do you think you got right, like, in your HSC?
Didn't do the HSC.
Didn't you really?
No, I did, like, some international thing.
Oh.
Yeah.
Where were you, like, for Year 12 then?
Central Coast.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, but I just, they offered this thing where, because I wanted to study overseas.
Oh.
So I did like an international testing thing. It was heaps harder. I regret it. It was really hard.
I didn't go to Year 12. I would have failed all of that.
It was like I did about double the work of everyone else.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why would you do that to yourself?
Well, because I was like, maybe I'll go study in America or something. I just wanted my options open.
Yeah, that's true. You make silly decisions when you're 16, 17.
When you're young, you don't know what you're doing.
Exactly.
Hey, look, that's the way the cookie crumbles sometimes. Now, this next story.
Like speaking of poor life decisions.
Yeah, this next story is extraordinary and we've got to dive into it, right? Step siblings get married is the headline.
Okay.
I'll let that sink in for a second.
Yep.
Couple of young people just getting married, except they're step siblings.
Mm.
Of course we have to discuss it.
Of course, you've got to unpack this. You don't have siblings,
I've got
none.
So the whole thing weirds me out.
All right, details on the other side. Hey, baby.
How's this lady, 23 years of age, has decided she's marrying her stepbrother.
Now, I was confused about this because I have half siblings. I have a lot of half siblings. I didn't know the difference between the half sibling and the step siblings. So they don't have any blood relation whatsoever.
No.
So it's like the mum's daughter and the dad's son.
That's correct. From different.
Yeah.
Yeah, lives,
families,
I guess. Yeah.
Now,
still, though, still very weird because...
It is weird.
23 years of age, also very, you know, they're young to be doing this.
Yeah.
But they've decided that apparently they were, like, at the mum's birthday party.
Yeah.
And straight away they're like, oh, there's a hottie.
Yeah.
And they got into...
By the way, it's your brother.
It's your stepbrother. They got into it right away and apparently they moved in very quickly.
Yeah.
And even though all their friends were judging them, they've decided to go through and get married.
All right. On a technicality, they're not doing anything wrong. But
they are.
On a moral thing, a little bit weird.
So in Australia, I don't think you can do it. So over there, they said that, like, when they Googled it, you can't do it legally.
Really?
But then they looked
into
it.
You can probably marry your second cousin or something, but you can't marry your step-sibling.
Well, there's a new, like, the new laws say that you can, apparently.
Oh, okay.
Now, Tyler, you've got step siblings, yeah?
Yes, we do. I'm one of four, but my parents, my mum and my stepdad met when I was like five. So we are just, there's no step siblings, whatever. We're just a family of, four
but technically. Now, what are your thoughts?
Do you ever call one of your step-siblings hot?
Oh, my God. I would literally rather shit in my own hands and clap than actually go to bed with any of my stepbrothers. That is the worst. Oh, my God. It's giving me goosebumps. I want to vomit at the thought of it.
Yeah.
There's no way in hell. Not a chance. But the worst thing is, all of my girlfriends thought that my older brother was hot.
Oh, and you're like, absolutely not.
Yes, gross.
Nah.
Because you know him so well.
Yeah.
See, I've got all sisters. I've got one half brother, I think.
You see, you don't even know.
I don't know all my siblings, so I've got no idea. But I don't think I could do it, even if it was a step sibling.
Oh, I know mine.
Nah.
And there's no heckin' way. Not a chance.
What would you, like, even if one of your friends went off with him?
We've been there, done that. A lot of my friends were dating my brother when we were in high school.
Oh, wow. Yeah. A lot of your friends, all right. Yeah. Okay.
At the same time?
No. But they would, long story short, but all the girls were like, I'm going to come to your house and hang out. They want to hang out with me. Let's sneak off to his bedroom.
To be fair, if you've got a friend who's got a hot brother and you're a teenage girl,
don't worry.
That's the reason you're going
over. I took advantage of that too, inviting all his friends around all the time. Both ways, but there was no way I was ever sneaking into my own brother's bedroom. That's disgusting.
Stepbrother.
Yeah, but still.
Oh, a bit creepy.
We live in the same house. We essentially have the same parents.
Yeah, no thanks.
Nothing like keeping it in the family.
Not for me.
Hey, local ads. And on air right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
Oh, look, we've got a parsnip. Or is it more of a carrot situation?
You're waking up with the Novos, Meg and Crevo. Only on Newcastle's New FM.
Someone who worked in retail for a long time, some things just grind your gears. Tyler, your partner works at Woolies, right?
He does, yes.
He came home in a tiff yesterday. What happened?
He got champed.
What do you mean, champ?
Someone walked up to him and asked him a question. And he goes, oh, sorry, mate, I'm not quite sure, but let me figure it out. He goes, nah, all good, champ.
Oh.
And Marcus was like, how dare you? I will kick you out of this store. I have no authority to do it, but I will do it.
I don't know what it is. It wasn't even an offensive nickname. It was just thanks, champ.
Yeah, but it's just, there's something demeaning about it, isn't there?
Especially when you're wearing a name tag and they know your name.
Yeah, they can just say Brian or whatever your name is. Exactly. It's simple, right?
This is what we want to do. 4967-4105. What's that nickname that annoys you?
The ones that rile you up.
If you're younger than me and you call me Darl, like in a retail capacity, don't do it.
I'm not your Darl.
No, I'm not your Darl. I'm not your babe. Not your hun. I am known for I call people babe. That's just what I do. Maybe that grinds other people's gears. I don't know.
That's a possibility.
But apparently, champ. For your partner.
Not good.
Does anyone call you anything weird?
Champ is right up there in terms of annoying nicknames because it just can be a bit, it's almost demeaning.
Yeah,
even though they don't aim it to be sometimes.
My dad used to call people Chief.
Chief's another good one.
Hey, Chief.
I'd hate Chief too.
4967-4105. What is that nickname that annoys you? Best callers today in the draw for a $50 fuel card.
Oh, don't forget that.
Really cool. 4967-4105. We'll take your calls after.
That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name. That's not my name.
So, Tyler, your partner, Marcus, he works at Woolies, right? He got champed.
He did, and he hated every minute of it. It happens multiple times, too. He'll text me in the middle of the day being like, I just got champed again.
Champed again. Is there other ones that he gets? Is it just champ?
Chief. He gets quite a bit. He hates.
What about Buddy?
Yeah, Bud. Thanks, Buddy.
I don't like Buddy.
Buddy's not great because...
something so condescending about it.
I've never met the person before.
Yeah. It reminds me of that scene in South Park. Don't call me Buddy, pal. Don't call me pal, friend.
All that sort of
We're
gear.
We're taking your calls on 4967-4105. What nickname annoys you the most?
Joe in Cessnock up first. How are you?
Good, and you?
Very good. What's the nickname that annoys you?
Oh, I used to work in a servo, and the one that bugged me the most was Honey.
Oh!
Yuck.
Yes.
Gross.
No. Or even worse, Hun.
Yes.
Hun. No, okay. If you're in your 60s or your 70s and you call me Honey, I find it a term of endearment. I find it cute. If you're under the age of 20, don't do it. Absolutely not.
Joe's like, for any age, just never do it.
Any age. Let's go to Gabby in Madawi. Hey, Gabby.
Morning, guys.
Morning. Hey, what's that nickname that annoys you?
I really hate it when people use the word babe as plural to you as a singular.
Oh, yes.
Babes.
Okay, that is See, I do babe, but never babes.
It's very close territory for you, Meg.
Oh, okay. I will know now never to call Gabby babes.
Definitely not.
Let's wrap this up.
Thanks, babes. Ross in New Lambton, how you doing?
Everyone, guys, how are you?
Very good. So tell us, what's the nickname that it winds you up, Ross?
Well, I worked at Woolworths for 5 years, and it irked me a little bit, but I had a guy I worked with who hates being called Cobber.
Cobber.
You know what? I can't say I've ever had Cobber out in the wild. That's never one I've had.
It's never come my way either. What year was this? Just out of interest, Ross.
This is probably mid-2000s.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
It was a bit more of it in popular culture than maybe.
Cobber, that's not one. Yeah, you don't hear that in the wild very often.
My grandfather uses Cobber all the time. Every dog he's ever had has been named Cobber.
Really?
Yep.
That's confusing.
Yeah, it's very confusing, right. But he's got no creativity and he calls everyone Cobber, so Ross would hate him.
I don't have any grandparents who use the Cobber term, so maybe I'm missing out.
I don't think I've ever heard anyone call someone Cobber under the age of 80.
Absolutely not. Thank you, Ross.
There must be a lot of them around.
Thanks, Cobber.
That Woolies. All I can say. What's the goss up next with producer Tyler? What's on the way?
Sydney World Pride is really only just around the corner and the whole lineup has dropped. So if you guys want to do a little road trip down to Mardi Gras next year, I am in.
Well, apparently I have a dress potentially coming. Remember the Mardi Gras dress?
Did you buy that lineup?
I haven't bought it, but I'm this close.
Let's go.
So close. Have you heard the story of the dress, Tyler?
No, you can fill me in.
Oh, details on the other side of this. World Pride. Love it.
The Novos.
If I don't say the right things, I might get killed.
The Novos.
Keep my wife's name.
With Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
What's the goss?
I love reality TV.
All right, so producer Tyler has hacked into the database and found out all of the lineup for World Pride.
Of course I have. I've done some digging, and that means we're only 100 days away from World Pride kicking off in Sydney.
Who teaches you how to hack, by the way?
Not telling you. It's
okay.
top secret.
Yeah.
So the festival's full program has finally dropped. It's basically the Gay Olympics for 17 days straight, you guys. And this artist has been added to the lineup. Charli XCX.
Oh, I love her
in the mix.
So much.
Brilliant.
Also this.
Now,
one third of bloody Destiny's Child is going to be here.
Okay, my best friend is gay, and he had a hip top back in the day, and this was his ringtone.
Oh, yes.
All it reminds me of, 2008, circa Kelly Rowland solo.
Kelly Rowland coming down under for World Pride as well, but nothing gets me more excited than being able to see this live. Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Who else were they going to get?
Oh, I mean, she's the icon of all gays, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Of course.
Very popular.
Look, it's so exciting.
It's quite common knowledge. I'm a gay man in a woman's body.
Everyone knows that.
Now, Tyler, we discussed this on the show a couple of months ago. There is a dress that I'm getting for Mardi Gras. This is why I do DoorDash and Menulog so much, because it's about $2,500.
Yeah, I've done that.
And you're only going to wear it once,
aren't
you?
Yeah, but I'm going to rent it out.
No, this is your plan.
It's an LED light up dress, and it says Pride, and it like circles around the waistband.
You have to get it.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you. Because our old producer Jackson said no.
No, you have to get it.
He said it was the world's ugliest dress.
I don't think you should get it.
Thousands of dollars on dresses to wear to Bloody Splendor, and they end up just messy and filthy.
Well, it's not going to. Well, this is going to end up like covered in glitter.
Yeah,
so
of course.
We're fine.
You
Glitter
must wear
and,
it.
Grey Goose.
I don't think you should get it. It's too much money, but that's just...
Shut up,
but
Freeman.
It's World Pride, my friend. World Pride is fabulous.
Of course, Kylie Minogue, Jess Mowboy will be there as well. It'll be hosted by Courtney Act and Casey Donovan.
Yes.
I forgot Casey Donovan even existed, to be honest.
Yeah, well, she does a lot of stuff for, like, SBS and stuff.
Yeah, well, this, of course, will be broadcast live on the ABC for us all to watch if we can't get tickets. But there are more than 300 events over the 17 days of World Pride, and it's right here.
Good.
In Sydney. Like, there's so much that we can do about it, and it also marks the 45th anniversary of the first Sydney Mardi Gras as well.
Oh,
so,
how good.
And, of course, it's returning to Oxford Street this year too.
Yes.
So, very exciting. A friend of mine works in defence, and she has just been promoted to be the coordinator of Sydney World Pride, and she gets to be Kylie's escort. She gets to drive Kylie around, so she's losing her small mind over it. Could you imagine?
That is pretty cool.
Yeah, she's so excited. But
they call Christmas the most wonderful time of year. This is going to be the most fabulous time of the year.
Of course it is. It's gay Christmas.
Gay Christmas. Literally, my friends call it gay Christmas.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I cannot wait.
Very exciting.
Thank you, Tyler. Hey, that's at March? Is it March?
Kicking off late Feb, early
late
March.
Feb, early March.
The 17th awesome. Of Feb, it starts.
Couple of weeks of gold.
Exactly. Can't wait.
Across Newcastle, you're waking up with Megan Primo.
You must love it.
Yeah, apparently. Well, welcome to Boomerville. It's a great time.
Population Meg.
The Novos. Local as. New FM.
Now, Tyler brought the story to the table yesterday about the girl who accidentally picked, what was it, mint?
Mint.
Instead of basil for a thing of gnocchi. Now,
it tastes gross.
The thing is, they're very distinct tastes and smells.
Definitely.
How you can chuck a giant handful of mint into gnocchi and not realise what you're doing is beyond me. Mint and butter don't really go together, do they?
No, it's a weird combination.
Weird combination. 4967 4105. When did you stuff up the recipe?
This is good. I have done it on the weekend, actually.
You're a budding chef.
Yeah, love it.
Yeah.
On the weekend, I made bread and butter pudding for the second time in like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Because the first time, Emmy loved it.
We were literally talking 10 seconds ago about carb loading.
Yeah. This is the perfect
This is why.
Yeah. So Emmy loved it from a few weeks ago. She's like, can you make it again? Yeah, of course I can. Easy, right?
Anything for you, Duff?
Yeah, of course. Made it. Looked great. Came out of the oven, like, puffing up at the top, raising in the middle. I was like, I've nailed this.
Yeah.
In the mix, like, in the custard mix, I forgot to put the sugar all together.
No.
So, and then on top as well. I don't know. It just slipped my mind. I just made it in a hurry.
Yeah.
I was just scanning through the recipe. I sort of knew what I was doing.
Yeah.
Except I didn't.
Oh.
Zero sugar. Which,
was it, like, salvageable, if you will? Like, can you chuck some honey on it or something?
Well, yeah, you had it with ice cream. It was okay.
Yeah.
But it just tasted like a kind of an omelette.
Or like a scrambled egg. French toast.
Like a scrambled egg or something. Yeah. It was really weird. I really stuffed it up.
These are the stories we want. 4967 4105. When did you stuff up the recipe? Best callers today in the draw for a $50 fuel cup. We'll draw that before the end of the show.
All you got to do is embarrass yourself a little bit with your bad cooking.
Might be your partner. They might have stuffed the recipe up big time.
Again, the number?
4967 4105. We will take your calls.
Not fat. I'm big boned.
I'm bigger than you. I'm higher in the food chain. Get in my belly!
We're asking on 4967 4105, hey, when did you stuff up the recipe? A chick has picked a big bunch of basil to go in a lovely thing of gnocchi. Turns out it wasn't basil. It was mint. Disgusting. I hate mint at the best of times. Don't chuck it in gnocchi with butter.
It's too much of a strong flavour.
I don't even do mint on lamb, and I know that's a normal thing. I can't stand it.
Mint sauce?
No, don't do it.
God,
don't
righto.
Do it.
That's a separate chat.
Yeah, we're taking your calls.
We sure are. Let's start with Ward up first. How are you?
Yeah, how you going? Good.
That's the way. When did you stuff up the cook with the recipe?
It was a few years ago, me and my brother were having a bit of a seafood feast. And, you know, lobster and prawns and everything. And I cooked the oysters. And I put soy sauce instead of Worcestershire sauce on them.
Oh, God. Oh. It'd be so salty.
Yeah, because they're already quite salty as they are, aren't they?
Yeah, they were very salty.
Oh, mate, how many did you get through after you realised your mistake?
Oh, mine, the first one.
You couldn't eat it.
Couldn't
That'd
eat
be...
anymore.
And the whole 2 dozen went in the garbage.
Oh, what a waste. Oh, Ward, you poor bugger.
That is a seafood tragedy
there. Hey, Robbie's in Charlestown. Hey, Robbie.
Good morning.
Good morning. When did you stuff up the recipe?
Oh, I sort of, well, it wasn't herbs. Never had a problem with me herbs.
Yep.
But I was young, and first time I was cooking a roast chicken for the boyfriend. The parents had gone away and didn't realise I bought a boiling chook.
Is there a difference?
Yeah, they're the really old ones and they're so tough.
Oh, no. And you tried to, like, roast it.
Yeah, goddamn rubber.
they're like the really old ones, the egg layers.
Now, this is when you first started dating, right?
Yeah.
Did he sit there and go, oh, this is delicious, Robbie, thank you? And he, back of your mind, you're going, ha ha ha, he's lying.
No, I'll put the word in, beep. Terrible.
Absolutely
at least,
awful.
At least they were honest with you. Yeah. Oh, bugger.
Just disgusting. Love it or loathe it. Of course, up next, Tyler in to get our thoughts on today's hot daily topics. We just have 3 seconds to decide. Mm. Then lock it in for life. Love it or loathe it.
Doing it next. I don't care.
New FM. Love it. Or loathe it. Loathe it.
All right, Tyler in to get our thoughts on today's hot topics, and then we have to decide. In the moment, love it or loathe it, let's do this thing.
Recycling.
3, 2, 1, go!
Love it.
Loathe it.
Love
you have
it.
To
like
do
helping
it.
Helping the environment.
You have to do it, but I hate rinsing all the jars.
I know. What about soft plastics? Do you guys recycle your soft plastics?
So what do you mean, like...
packets of chips, ice cream wrappers?
No. Nah.
None of that.
The bags, if I've got any left, you take to Woolies.
To Woolies. Well, you know those soft plastic bins that you see at Coles and Woolies where you can recycle them?
Yeah.
Turns out Redcycle, the company responsible for picking them up and recycling them, has actually just been fanging them in a warehouse this whole time.
What? Oh, so they're
deeply cooked and not funny, but it's funny at the same time, right?
Yeah. How have they gotten away with this?
Since before COVID, according to the Sydney Morning Herald, Redcycle never announced it wasn't recycling the plastics it was collecting. Instead, for months, they've just been picking up mountains of crap from Woolies and Coles and dumping them in a warehouse.
They're just keeping them for later.
Months.
Is that because the price of plastic bags is so high they're going to sell them back now?
I don't know. But honestly, if I was going to stop recycling, if I was the head of that company that said that they recycled 100% of the products that they picked up and they stopped doing it for months, I don't know. I'm built different, but I'd let someone know.
Yeah.
Like, I think...
yeah, someone's not doing their job.
Right? And just chucking it in a warehouse.
You're not a recycling company. You're just a hoarder.
Yes. So the whole point of this Redcycle concept was that they would take the small plastics, recycle them into products like furniture, asphalt, bollards,
plastic bags,
signage, anything. And they announced on Tuesday it would be temporarily pausing its collection program because the companies it partners with have stopped accepting and processing soft plastics for the time being.
Because they've run out of room is what's happened there.
But also too, like, what are they? Whatever processes they use to recycle the soft plastics in the first place, why has that stopped? Have they not been doing this at all?
Probably not.
I just think they've never done it.
Well, they've said consumer recycling of soft plastic has grown exponentially in recent years with a 350% increase in plastic returned since 2019. So
you know
just
why?
Like,
because nobody had anything to do in 2020 and 2021.
Yeah.
Oh, but let's just recycle.
I'd be pissed off too if I've been doing my bit, rinsing all of my ice cream wrappers and rinsing all of my shitty soft plastics, and then they're actually not doing anything about it.
Wasted your time.
What are they doing with it all? Like, that's 350% more in the last 3 years. Where is it going?
Well, sounds like you're going to have a lot more free time on your hands, Tyler.
So frustrating.
A warehouse in Western Sydney is where all that is.
Oh, my God, what absolute knobheads.
Absolutely.
They're local ads and on air right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
Oh, look, we've got a parsnip. Or is it more of a carrot situation?
You're waking up with the Novos, Meg and Crevo. Only on Newcastle's new FM.
All right, so this Saturday night, the Newcastle Jets take on Melbourne City in McDonald Jones Stadium. Kickoff at 5 p.m. Tickets on sale now. Kids 12 and under, get in free.
Oh, how good is that? Take the family.
Exactly. Now that's
support our guys.
That's the big headline.
Yeah.
But next, to celebrate all this excitement and action, we've got one of the Jets on.
What?
It's Angus Thurgate.
Oh, how bloody good.
How brilliant is this? Of course, very exciting in the midfield there. Is a, you know, a product, he's not originally from here, but he is ours now.
Yeah, well, the 2022 Young Footballer of the Year.
He's been here since he was 15.
We don't get much better, do we?
Exactly, and we've got him on our show up next.
All right, let's do it. Gus Thurgate from the Jets joining us.
Angus Thurgate for the second match in a row. Cuts it back.
Yeah, and the Newcastle Jets take on Melbourne City at McDonald Jones Stadium this Saturday night, kickoff 5 p.m. Tickets on sale now. Kids 12 and under get in free, which is brilliant.
How good.
Let's meet the man himself right now, Gus Thurgate. Welcome to the show.
Hey guys, thanks for having me.
Hey, welcome. Hey, what is it, this weekend?
Yeah,
taking
of course.
On Melbourne City. Oh my God.
You're right. Okay, I'm going to take over from here, Gus. It just happens this way sometimes. Are you excited about the game this weekend?
Yeah, we are. You know, it's always good when we get to play at home. So really looking forward to getting back to McDonald Jones Stadium and playing in front of our home fans.
Yeah, we've had a couple of wins this season already. How good preparation? What's it been like?
Yeah, it's been good. You know, besides the last 2 weeks, we've had some bad results, but you know, we started the season well, and we'll be looking to continue that home form this weekend.
Now, I just want to, you know, take a bit of a journey back, because you moved down to Newcastle when you were 15. What was the final thing that made you go, you know what, I'm going to pursue this? Because a lot of young people, you know, when they're going through the journey of getting into sports, it's that decision of those big decisions can make your career, can't they?
Yeah, they can. I'm not sure. I just always love playing. And, you know, I started playing when I was young, and when I had the opportunity to come down here and do it at a more full-time, you know, opportunity, I jumped at it, and you know, I'm grateful for my parents for allowing me to do that.
That's really cool. And not too long ago as well, you were actually crowned 2022 A-League Young Footballer of the Year. How good. What was the experience like with that?
Yeah, it was really cool. It was a great honour to receive that. You know, we didn't have the best season as a team last year, but to get that recognition was really cool.
Oh, that's awesome, man. Look, Newcastle is behind you, and of course all of the team coming into the game this weekend. We're so excited.
It's good to be back at like full capacity as well with the kickoff of the season, unlike last year as well.
Yeah, it is. You know, I feel like once we start winning games, you know, the town really gets behind us.
That's true.
And the crowd's building. So, yeah, hopefully we can keep the results coming and get the crowd back.
Well, we can't wait. Good luck this weekend, mate.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Newcastle Jets, Angus Thurgate, they're taking on Melbourne City at McDonald Jones Stadium this Saturday night. Kickoff is 5 o'clock. Tickets are on sale now, but kids under 12 get in free. How good?
Perfect opportunity. Get the whole family down there. Support the guys. It's going to be an awesome
day. As you said, the more they win, the more we get behind them. More we get behind them, the more they win.
It's as simple as that.
Come on, simple equation. Hey,
yeah, very
on the
much
other
so.
Side of this. I think I'm starting to lose my mind, Crevo.
Oh, no.
Lost my car again. The other day. Yeah, I've lost my mind about 17 times this year already. I actually lost my car the other day.
You lost your car?
I lost my car for about 15 or 20 minutes. No idea. I'll get into the
Meg,
details on
Meg,
the other side
Meg,
of this.
We've got to talk more about it.
Megan
Crevo. Now, before I went down to Sydney a couple of days ago to go see Dua Lipa, I went to Green Hills, right? Haven't been to Green Hills in a long time. I used to go there a fair bit. I used to live out in East Maitland, so it was a regular for me. And then I went there a couple of days ago, and I parked the car.
What were you doing out there?
Well, basically, because my boyfriend, he works out there, I was picking him up originally, and I thought I'd go and raid Kmart for all the Halloween stuff. Because it was reduced to clear.
Makes sense.
That was the plan. Now, you know me more than anyone. I hate being late for things. I time everything meticulously so I'm somewhere early.
Makes you very anxious.
It makes me the most anxious person in the world to be late for something. So I timed everything absolutely bang on. So I'd get to his workplace at 5 o'clock. No dramas. Factored in traffic, everything. Anyway, go into Kmart. Unfortunately, they had nothing there. Unfortunate. Walked back to where I thought I parked my car, and I'm like, it's not here.
Stolen, yeah?
Someone has stolen my car.
That's your brand new car,
my
too?
My brand new car. So I thought, okay, I'll go up another level. It's not there.
So hang on, your first instinct was check a different place,
yes.
Not call the cops?
No, because I'm like, you know what, I can be quite forgetful. Our early mornings stuff up my brain sometimes. So I've gone up to a different level. It's not there. Gone up to a different level. It's not there. I'm freaking out.
I'd say stolen straight
thinking
away.
Thinking someone has stolen my car. Now, because my car is connected by Bluetooth to my phone, if I go into Maps, it'll tell me where my car is parked.
Oh, that's really clever.
Yeah, right? Nah, still there.
It's not stolen.
It took me searches of 6 separate sections of the car park at Green Hills to find my freaking car.
Meg, have you gotten proper memory loss?
I think I have. You know what? I didn't even care about that. The fact I was running late.
You've had this big senior moment.
It was more of the fact I didn't care that my car got stolen. I was running late.
Oh, Meg, have you noticed anything else? Like, maybe we should be looking into this or getting your memory
checked.
I'm
like a 70-year-old in a 33-year-old's body. Really. I forget things. I'm cranky at old. Like, cranky at young people. Get off my lawn. I'll shake a walking. I have a walking stick.
You get up early.
I get up early. I get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. I have a walking stick. I forget where I parked my car.
And you love fish fingers.
I love fish fingers. I love a good cup of tea.
You
and
do.
A good nap.
In the afternoon.
And a nap is, oh, mate.
Are you secretly 80?
I'm 75 years old, apparently. Holy crap.
Well, we've learned something there.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what they should be doing, though?
Mm.
And then we'll just wrap it up with this, but I think you need to start doing that yearly driving test that old people have to do.
I'm a shit driver anyway. I probably do need that. Take note today, if you go into the shops, where you park, like D3 or whatever it is, that's where I ended up parking.
D3.
I'll remember that for
just
next time.
Just take a photo.
You know what? Green Hills is bloody confusing, though.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is. Green Hills, get your shit.
Oh, you can't blame Green Hills for that. You're just old.
Your local ads. And on air, right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
So this guy's gone through a checkout at Coles, right? Full trolley.
You're acting like a Karen.
Yeah.
And it's outrageous.
You're waking up with the Novos, Meg and Crevo. Only on Newcastle's New FM.
I've got a bit of a dilemma, Crevo.
Talk us through it.
It was my sister's 40th birthday yesterday, and we all went around. We had cake and did presents and all that kind of stuff.
Was it a big party?
No, it was just family. Just family kind of thing. But it is a 40th, so it is quite big. So this Saturday, we're all going to meet on Derby Street for the big celebration, the cocktails, the good food, all
that
kind of
stuff.
That's
awesome. Have you been before?
I love it, yeah. It's great. So delicious. And the thing is, someone's coming to Newcastle on Saturday who I kind of like.
Oh, have you got another boyfriend? Second boyfriend?
Yeah, pretty much. No, second husband, if you will. Dean Lewis.
Oh.
He's playing at the Civic Theatre.
You've mentioned you like Dean Lewis once
never,
or twice.
Never. It's never occurred to me that I like him. This is the thing. The gig starts at about 7:30. Dinner's at like 6. Can I bail on the dinner and go to Dean Lewis instead?
Oh, Meg, like, it is your sister's 40th birthday
and it's
party.
It's my future husband and my future happiness on the line.
You're not going to marry Dean Lewis.
You don't know that. He's, I think, single. I'm hoping single.
I guess it's technically possible, but your boyfriend might be really upset.
He'd understand, I think.
Oh, whatever.
We're going to be dating a week. We're fine.
Okay, so this is the debate that's happening right now.
Mm.
Can Meg bail on her sister's 40th birthday?
You had to bring the 40th part into it, didn't you?
There'll only be one. Or can she, like, does she have to stay for the party? You've got to stay for the party, in my opinion.
What if I buy her a couple of cocktails at the start or something and then bail?
Meg, in my opinion, you cannot leave your poor sister on her own for her 40th birthday.
She's not going to be on her own, rest of my family will be there.
Yeah, but you're very beloved in that family.
I missed Halloween. That was bad enough.
Okay. 4967-4105. Are you Team Crevo? Stay for your damn sister's party. It's her birthday. Or are you Team Meg?
Bank on my future happiness and marry Dean Lewis.
Go off to Dean Lewis and bail on your poor sister. Let's do the number again.
4967-4105. I'm really... I know not many people are going to have my back. This is the problem.
Okay, if you come on air and tell your opinion, you're in the draw for free petrol cards.
Yeah, $50 fuel card up for grabs. 4967-4105. Can I bail on my sister to go see Dean Lewis?
You certainly cannot, in my opinion.
Megan Crevo.
The Novos.
Yeah, we're asking the question, can I bail on my sister's 40th birthday? Granted, I saw her last night on her actual birthday.
Yeah, but this is a proper party with all her friends and stuff.
No, it's like eight of us. It's eight of us.
Okay, well,
eight of us.
Her nearest and dearest,
yes.
Then.
I want to bail to go to see Dean Lewis.
Okay.
Because he's my future happiness and I know that.
Now, I'm saying you can't do it. I think you should say it's your sister's 40th. Also, just popped into my mind, aren't you seeing Dean Lewis again in a week or something?
That's not the point.
So you want to see him twice in 2 weeks?
I just went over to America to go to a festival twice. Who are you talking to?
Yeah, but you're ditching your sister's 40th milestone birthday so you can watch a band twice in 2 weeks.
My future happiness, you keep forgetting that part. He's my future husband.
Rude.
Yeah, you think it's rude. Okay, well, let's go to the phones then.
Yeah, let's do that. Steve in Thornton. How is Thornton this morning?
Oh, beautiful, mate. How are you today?
Oh, never better, Steve. Let's crack into this. Do you think Meg should go to her sister's birthday and support her one and only 40th sister? Or should she go off to Dean Lewis, gallivanting?
I'll go to her sister because he's more important.
Yeah, but family is everything, isn't it,
Steve? I did see her last night for her 40th, Steve. I gave her a gift, but brought her an ice cream cake. Like, come on. I've done my due diligence.
Whatever makes you happy.
There you go. He's changed his tune.
No, he hasn't. He's like, oh, can't really argue with it.
No.
I mean, you're trying to buy her off.
Yeah,
is
pretty
what
much.
I reckon's happening.
Elise is in Williamstown. Hey.
Hey.
Hey, should I go to my sister's birthday or can I bail to go see Dean Lewis?
Well, you're really doing both, so it doesn't matter. Like, you only live once. Like, you're going to go and make an appearance, so that's all good, and then you still get to do what you love.
See, there you go. See, I'm not just bailing. Like, I'm not
you're
going.
You're
going
to end up going for 5 minutes, and then, oh, I've got to go. Happy birthday. You're not even staying for quality family time.
Yeah, but it doesn't really matter, though, does it?
Yeah, it does.
According to Elise, it doesn't.
Your sister only turns 40 once, you know? And you're seeing Dean Lewis the next week.
It doesn't matter. Let's wrap this up with Melissa in Stockton. Hey, Melissa.
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. Can I bail on my sister's 40th birthday to see my one and only love, Dean Lewis?
Well, I remember your sister from school, and I think since you went to the family thing, I think she'd be happy for you to stop in and then quickly go.
There you go. Good stuff. Yeah. Oh, did you go to school with my sister?
Yeah, I remember when we were a teenager.
Oh, wow, there you go. Small world, see?
That it is.
And she knows my sister. She knows the inner workings of her mind.
Oh, she's seen her once back in school.
Melissa is all I need in life.
Okay, well, you know what? Everyone's pretty much said
then
you can go.
I had to twist Steve's arm there, but we got there.
Permission granted, I think.
All right, see you, Shan.
I'm still disappointed.
Hi, Dean Lewis,
in you, but whatever. what's the goss up next with producer Tyler? What's on the way?
Meg, it looks like you picked the right night to see Dua Lipa in Sydney because last night's show was an absolute schmozzle.
Oh, dear.
Okay. I'll tell you more next.
Details next.
The Novos.
If I don't say the right things, I might get killed.
The Novos.
Keep my wife's name.
With Megan Crevo.
Megan Crevo.
What's the goss?
I love reality TV.
All right, what's the goss time with producer Tyler? Now, Dua Lipa's show that Meg saw was great, but this one last night apparently not so.
Yeah, chaotic scenes outside Dua Lipa's gig in Sydney last night. Ticketek crashed and left hundreds of fans shut outside the venue.
What?
Hundreds of people were seen lining up outside Kudos Bank after the app just stopped working and left so many people unable to prove that they actually had a ticket to get in.
Oh, that's a joke.
So they were forced to dig through emails for confirmations, with security having to then manually check one by one.
Oh, my.
Like at a nightclub to see if you're
checking
on the list.
Checking your ID,
I'd be so mad.
What a disaster.
So that meant fans were still left outside Kudos at 9 p.m, which was 30 minutes after Dua Lipa was due to take the stage.
I would have asked for a refund there and then.
Yeah. Well, 100%. Of course, Dua Lipa started late to accommodate the extra people coming in late, but then apologised on stage. And, of course, Ticketek have not made any comment.
They're hopeless.
Because they're bloody absolute dolls.
You know what? It took me 11 months to get a refund from Ticketek.
11
months.
Wow. You know, it makes me think that there's just not enough ticket companies in Australia.
There are so many, though. You've got Ticketmaster, OzTix. There's a couple of others.
Viagogo.
Well, they're just not. It's not competitive enough, though, is what I'm saying.
Ticketek is the
predominant.
The biggest one, right?
They're the top dog, but then when they stuff up, they don't even need to
apologise.
People
can't get into the concerts they're paid ridiculous amounts of money for.
I know. Also, in other
news, I'd have been so pissed.
Have you guys seen the new function Instagram launch last night?
No.
So, like, in the chat or DM section, it's called Notes, and it's giving very big 2008 vibes. It's like, you can almost set yourself a status, kind of like you used to be able to on, remember MSN. On MSN Messenger. It's exactly the same. Remember that?
Can you put in lots of icons as well?
Yeah, heaps. You can put whatever you
want. Guess who's putting emo song lyrics in right now?
Yeah, you can put a little quote.
Dash, 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 cat. Cat symbol, dog symbol, present symbol.
Favorite thoughts, or if you're in a bad mood, you can let people know. You can do that now within the chat section on Instagram.
No longer relying on the Instagram story with cheeky caption. Nah.
Yeah.
Feeling moody.
Good. That's exactly what it is. How funny.
I'm going to do that.
I feel like I'm back at high school.
I love it.
They're local ads and on air right across Newcastle and the Hunter.
Oh, look, we've got a parsnip. Or is it more of a carrot situation?
You're waking up with the Novos, Meg and Crevo. Only on Newcastle's New FM.
Straight after us, 105 minutes commercial free coming your way with Tyler.
This one kind of making a resurgence.
Oh.
Cracking song.
And still good.
With good reason.
Yeah.
Amazing. Still can't understand what he says.
Do you know what I think it is?
What?
I was in the corner with a bag of screaming goats.
Yeah. I
can't
agree.
Be sure.
Great
that's,
lyrics.
That's definitely it.
Lyrics of our generation right there.
The Veronicas as well.
I can't believe there. So this festival I'm going to in Vegas next year.
Yeah.
Are they on it?
They're on the lineup.
Oh, you'll
Didn't
get
they
to see them.
Up?
They did.
That was fake.
Yeah.
It was a fake up.
Fake lineup?
No.
Well, I'm screwed then.
No, it was a fake breakup.
Oh, I think that was a fake lineup.
No, it was publicity. They were trying to get publicity.
We could tell Meg anything, Crevo, and she'd believe
it. I am so gullible. Not funny.
Also, very exciting. Tell me, baby,
what's your story? Best of the best.
Favourite band ever.
Thank you. Can't wait for that.
Newcastle's only block of ad-free music. 105 minutes commercial free coming your way after 9.
You know what else is coming your way?
Yeah.
Your chance at a trip to Bali.
Oh, beautiful. That's
this
what we
is
want.
What we're talking about.
Yes.
I'll give you the number now, but don't phone it now. 4967 4105.
We're giving you a couple of minutes to prepare yourself. We know it's a long phone number.
Write that down.
Yeah. 4967 4105.
As simple as that. You call it soon when you hear the little thing saying to call it. Easy as that, and you could be off to Bali. Club Med.
Yes.
All-inclusive.
5 nights, accommodation, flights, everything.
That's right. For premium, all-inclusive ski and sun holidays, visit the Club Med experts at Hello World Travel, 450 Hunter Street, Newcastle.
We'll even throw in some cheeky movie tickets. What do you reckon?
Yeah, of course we will, because everyone wants to go to Mistletoe Ranch.
Yes.
We've got the only in-season passes in town.
Exactly. So if you get through to get into the draw for Club Med, you get movie tickets.
You sure do.
We can't help ourselves here.
I know. So generous.
Full of prizes.
So generous.
Your chance to get on the standby list is happening very soon.
Book your next Club Med holiday with Newcastle's only Club Med specialist, Hello World Travel, 450 Hunter Street, Newcastle.
This is New FM's Bali boarding call.
Imagine yourself lying in a pool, having your hair braided while being massaged and having a tattoo.
Living your best life. Don't go swimming after you get the tattoo, though.
Oh, you can't do that?
No.
What happens if you do?
Oh, it's open wound.
Is it?
To a degree, yeah, because it just pierced your skin multiple times.
Oh, I'll do that. Do that when you get home,
then. Yeah, do that when you get home as a memory, as a souvenir of your trip to Club Med in Bali.
Exactly. You could be luxuriating on us.
Luxuriating? Is that a...
Yeah, of course it is. Yeah,
luxuriating in a pool. Me fail English.
Well, it's very simple, of course. You hear that boarding call and then you have to call up on 4967-4105 and we've got a contestant.
Yes, let's go to Dino, Mannering Park. Hey, mate. Hello, Dino.
Oh, he's online. I think he's the second one there. That's
Dino.
Dino,
are you there?
Yeah,
he's here, and he's in the draw, possibly for a trip to Club Med. How good?
That's bloody good.
How good. Now, have you been to Bali before?
Yeah, I've been three times.
Three
Love
times?
It. Oh, my God. Big spender over here. Good.
Have you done Club Med before, though?
No, I haven't.
Oh, this is the experience you need then, my friend.
Oh, get me there.
Oh, we're trying to. You're on standby.
Plus, Dino, strap yourself in for this. You've got yourself an in-season double to Mistletoe Ranch.
How good.
Ooh, that's what we want.
Yeah. He doesn't want the trip to Bali. He called up specifically for the Mistletoe Ranch.
We can take you out of the drawer if you want.
No, absolutely not.
He's like,
congratulations. More chances to get on the standby list for Club Med in Bali, right across your workday.
Of course there is.
How good is that? Hey, on the other side of this, though, we do have fuel cards up for grabs.
Are you saying it's prizes on prizes?
Prizes on prizes on prizes, oh, my friends. Best callers who get to air go into the draw to win a $50 fuel card, and we're going to draw that on the other side of this.
Wow.
How good. Doing it next.
Megan Prevost.
Bonobos.
And we love getting you involved in the show, 4967 4105. We take your calls right across the show for any topic, really.
Yeah, and any time.
Yeah,
you can call any time.
And the best caller who gets to air every day scores himself a $50 fuel card. Now, we were asking earlier, when did you stuff up the recipe or the dish,
meal,
if
yeah,
you will?
Yeah.
And Ward called through.
When did you stuff up the cook with the recipe?
It was a few years ago. Me and my brother were having a bit of a seafood feast, and I cooked the oysters, and I put soy sauce instead of Worcestershire sauce on them.
Oh, God. Oh. It'd be so salty.
How many did you get through after you realised your mistake?
Oh, mine, the first one.
You couldn't eat it.
Couldn't eat anymore.
And the whole two dozen went in the garbage.
Oh, what a waste. Ward, your stuff up scored your $50 fuel card, mate.
Great, thank you very much.
Well done.
Almost paid for the oysters, probably.
It was 2 dozen oysters. How much is 2 dozen oysters these days?
$50, probably.
There you go. You got your money back. Well done. Thanks for getting involved. Love it.
Well done. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. How good.
I like how Ward congratulated us as well.
I know.
He's like,
job well done, guys.
Well done. You know how much oysters cost.
Yeah, you got to the end of the show. It's been a struggle for me, let me tell you. Straight after us, though, 105 minutes commercial free with Tyler.
And your girl Lizzo. It's
about damn yes.
Still
I
good.
Love her. I love my girl Lizzo.
Me too.
I will never not love her. Best artist we play.
Yeah, I would say so too.
Yeah.
Very closely followed by this though.
Yes. The best, in my opinion.
We do have that teed up. We already knew that though. We've also got Bon Jovi on the way.
Yes, this is what I like.
You
classic
live, you
OG
live
Bon Jovi.
For Bon Jovi.
Oh, absolutely.
Don't you?
He's getting on now, though,
massive,
isn't he?
These days, live, not great. Not back in the day, fantastic.
Is he, what is good. He, 97 now?
I think he's in his 60s.
Close to.
Yeah, right.
Close 60, to his 80s.
68 or something?
Getting not on.
Sure.
Getting
also
on.
This, I'm loving this at the moment.
Interesting choice.
Some new doors.
But, yeah, feeling it. LF Systems,
bit
right?
Bit of fun.
Afraid to feel.
How good. Newcastle's only block of ad-free music. 105 minutes commercial free. It's coming your way. On the other side of this, have a great Thursday, guys.
See ya.
Catch ya.
Show's done.